Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Death to Christmas. I'm Jason Horton.
I'm Rebecca Lieb.
And this is Ghost Town.
Christmas, we're all doing lots of Christmassy things, making cookies, wrapping gifts, and of course, watching movies. So I started digging into wild, bizarre Christmas movies I could potentially cover for this episode, something Jason's done a very good job of over the years. And I was struck by something else, that there have been a surprisingly high amount of deaths in Christmas movies. So today, we're not talking about one specific Christmas movie, but about Christmas movie fatalities, which movies have the most, and which are the most noteworthy. First, I want to talk through the Christmas movie deaths that have stayed with me over the years. Now, bear in mind, I didn't grow up on Christmas movies, so if you disagree or have some added thoughts or some notes, etc., please let us know. As a Jew, most of my Christmas movie education has come about through happenstance, research, friends sitting with me on the couch. So the first saddest Christmas movie death, in my opinion, is from Gremlins, the 1984 horror comedy about gremlins who wreak havoc on a small town over Christmas. You probably know it. Though there are some insane death scenes in this movie and in the sequel, maybe the most disturbing one to me, and the most sad one, is the one that Phoebe Cates' character recounts about her dad. It's not like the second one, which is much more campy. It gets very dark very quickly. So Phoebe Cates' character basically says her father actually died on Christmas Eve while pretending to be Santa coming down the chimney. But don't take my word for it. Here is her monologue from the movie. She says, "The worst thing that ever happened to me was on Christmas. God, it was so horrible. It was Christmas Eve. I was 9 years old. Me and Mom were decorating the tree, waiting for Dad to come home from work. A couple of hours went by, Dad wasn't home, so Mom called the office. No answer. Christmas Day came and went, and still nothing. The police began a search. 4 or 5 days went by. Neither one of us could eat or sleep. Everything was falling apart. It was snowing outside. The house was freezing, so I went to try to light up the fire. And that's when I noticed the smell. Firemen came, broke through the chimney top. Then me and Mom were expecting them to pull out a dead cat or a bird, and instead they pulled out my father. He was dressed in a Santa Claus suit. He'd been climbing down the chimney on Christmas Eve. His arm was loaded with presents. He was going to surprise us. He slipped and broke his neck, died instantly. And that's how I found out there was no Santa Claus." And it's hard to even read that without, like, laughing a little bit. Oh, but it's always something that kind of stuck with me because it is so sad and, like, so insane. Again, Gremlins, very iconic holiday movie of mine, but the imagery, so dark, so fucking weird. Now, do you remember the song Christmas Shoes?
I don't.
You know?
No, I don't know that one.
Okay. It's this strange, insane song about someone trying to buy shoes for their dying mother. This song was so popular, and it came upon my radar much later than when it came out. But there's a movie about it, too. I know, exactly what we've all been clamoring for. The movie, also called Christmas Shoes, is from 2002 and stars Rob Lowe and Kimberly Williams Paisley from Father of the Bride as the sick mom. And again, as you might guess, the plot is just like the song. A boy tries to get a pair of Christmas shoes for his mom before she dies of heart failure. Spoiler alert, he gets her the shoes, but just like the song, his mom does die. It's a bad movie and a pretty sad and uncomfortable experience to watch. So if you're looking for something that'll make you crawl out of your skin around family this Christmas, may I suggest Christmas Shoes. If you don't have that much time, listen to the song. You'll get the same effect. And finally, if you're wanting to get back to some retro holiday camp, my last Christmas movie death is from 1974's horror thriller Black Christmas. Hawthorne College is quieting down for the holidays as students travel home to spend time with their families. But as Riley and her sorority sisters prepare to deck the halls with seasonal parties, a mysterious cloaked figure starts to leave a bloody trail throughout the campus. Refusing to become hapless victims, Riley and her friends decide to band together and fight back against the psychotic Christmas killer. Great, right? Makes you want to watch this movie. Each sorority sister is killed in their own creative way, but I think the most memorable is Margot Kidder's character Barb, who really brings the humor, and also during the course of the movie has a kind of unicorn statue in her room that she loves very much. Unfortunately, she gives some kids alcohol at a party, and her punishment is death. She has a severe asthma attack and then is stabbed repeatedly by her own beloved unicorn figurine. It is iconic. So those are the deaths that stick with me in Christmas movies, but I also looked into the body counts of some of our favorite Christmas movies, and what I found might surprise you. More after the break.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
According to the List of Deaths Christmas Wiki, there have been 2,179 deaths in Christmas movies to date. Can you guess which Christmas movies have the most deaths? Do you know? Any ideas?
Is it a Christmas movie that has deaths, or is it a horror movie that revolves around Christmas?
It's both of those things. It can be...
It's not Die Hard.
It's not Die Hard, although that came to mind for sure. Honestly, Die Hard is always on my mind doing episodes like this, but it's not. Okay, so there's lots of horror movies, like you said, lots of horror movies revolving around Christmas that are at the bottom of this list, or like top-ish but not super noteworthy, including Shredder with 12 deaths, Insanity Wolf Christmas Song with 17 deaths, and Don't Open Till Christmas at 18 deaths. Then there's 2015's Krampus, the first one I really recognized, at 21 deaths. Next is out of left field, The Shining at 25 deaths, not the movie, the series. Again, something to note. Then we have Santa's Sleigh at 45 deaths, Black Christmas at 53 deaths, and then the last two, we're going back to Gremlins. At 803 deaths. And finally, the number one, again, at least according to this wiki, which might be out of date, but I think it's not that out of date. If it is, we have a number one movie of Christmas deaths, The Nightmare Before Christmas, at 1,118 deaths. That's 14.7 deaths per minute, an impressive sleigh for Christmas Day.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angi has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angi app, answer a few questions, and Angi can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angi that. Download the free Angi mobile app today or visit Angi.com. That's Angi.com.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the Star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the Star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.